You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, the NSA cybersecurity director says buckle up for generative AI. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. At the RSA Security Conference in San Francisco this week, there's been a feeling of inevitability in the air. At talks and panels across the sprawling Moscone Convention Center, at every vendor booth on the show floor, and in casual conversations in the halls, you just know that someone is going to bring up generative AI and its potential impacts on digital security and malicious hacking. NSA Cybersecurity Director Rob Joyce has been feeling it too. "You can't walk around RSA without talking about AI and malware," he said on Wednesday afternoon during his now annual State of the Hack presentation. "I think we've all seen the explosion. I won't say it's delivered yet, but this truly is some game-changing technology." In recent months, large language model-powered chatbots like OpenAI's ChatGPT have made years of machine learning development and research feel more concrete and accessible to people all over the world. But there are practical questions about how these novel tools will be manipulated and abused by bad actors to develop and spread malware, fuel the creation of misinformation and inauthentic content, and expand attackers' abilities to automate their hacks. At the same time, the security community is eager to harness generative AI to defend systems and gain a protective edge. In these early days, though, it's difficult to break down exactly what will happen next. Joyce said that the National Security Agency expects generative AI to fuel already effective scams like phishing. Such attacks rely on convincing and compelling content to trick victims into unwittingly helping attackers, so generative AI has obvious uses for quickly creating tailored communications and materials. That Russian native hacker who doesn't speak English well is no longer going to craft a crappy email to your employees, Joyce said. It's going to be native language English, it's going to make sense, it's going to pass the sniff test. So that right there is here today, and we are seeing adversaries, both nation-state and criminals, starting to experiment with ChatGPT-type generation to give them English language opportunities. Meanwhile, although AI chatbots may not be able to develop perfectly weaponized novel malware from scratch, Joyce noted that attackers can use the coding skills the platforms do have to make smaller changes that could have a big effect. The idea would be to modify existing malware with generative AI to change its characteristics and behavior enough that scanning tools like antivirus software may not recognize and flag the new iteration. It is going to help rewrite code and make it in ways that will change the signature and the attributes of it, Joyce said. This is going to be challenging for us in the near term. In terms of defense, Joyce seemed hopeful about the potential for generative AI to aid in big data analysis and automation. He cited scanning digital logs, finding patterns in vulnerability exploitation, and helping organizations prioritize which security issues in their networks to address first as three areas where the technology is showing real promise as an accelerant for defense. He cautioned, though, that before defenders and communities more broadly come to depend on these tools in daily life, they must first study how generative AI systems can be manipulated and exploited. Mostly, Joyce emphasized the murky and unpredictable nature of the current moment for AI and security, cautioning the security community to buckle up for what's likely yet to come. Don't expect some magical technical capability that is AI-generated that will exploit all the things, he said. But next year, if we're here talking a similar year in review, I think we'll have a bunch of examples of where it's been weaponized, where it's been used, and where it's succeeded. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, FTX'd crypto investors are moving back to hardware wallets. Checking in on Wired Science, is cosmology broken? This map may be a crucial puzzle piece. And on Wired Security, with 288 arrests, feds reveal a widening dragnet of dark web busts. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.